Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel, we finished chapter 2, verse 16. Well, tune in today as we begin Joel chapter 2, verses 17 through 20.
On his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Hey, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready as we go to Joel chapter 2, and we'll begin looking at verses 17 through 20. As we continue in our verse-by-verse study of the book of Joel. And through these next couple of weeks, hopefully, we can see how you and I as Christians can work for the Lord at His direction to turn the tide. Now, before we go there, just a couple things I want to share with you. This may seem early to you, but it's really not too early to begin planning. July 24th through the 27th, is the National Sword of the Lord Conference in Walkertown, North Carolina, at the Gospel Light Baptist Church. Dr. Bobby Robertson is the pastor of the church and has been for over 60 years. So what a great man of God, and I always look forward to seeing him at the conference. You've heard many of the speakers that speak at the conference right here on your radio station. And I hope that you will be for this one. This is near Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And so Walkertown, just about a 5 or 6 mile drive, if that far from there, depending on which motel or hotel that you get in. You can go to the swordofthelord.com website, and you can find out about cost of the motels and so forth. Also, there is no cost at the sword meeting. There's a gymnasium that is filled with various Christian books and other Christian things, as well as Christian colleges that you may want to look at, and other items that are just very special. So, folks, let me encourage you to begin planning now, this summer's vacation, to join us at the National Sword of the Lord Conference. Oh, I would love to meet you there, by your radio station table or by the Sword of the Lord table. Hey, see me there on July 24th through the 27th. Now, as we continue in our pre-sermon start here, again, I've been announcing this when we start a new point in each chapter, and I'm announcing this again, probably will each time at each new point, until it's too late to announce it anymore. But I am hosting another trip to the Holy Land. Now, I honestly do not know how many more, if I will host any more, to the Holy Land. I would like to go back more often, but I don't know if I will be able to. However, this year, the plan is to go to the Holy Land, Israel, November 6th through the 14th, 2017. We have an all-inclusive price from JFK Airport, New York, of $2,793. That includes your hotels and motels in Israel, your buffet breakfasts, buffet suppers, and then, of course, you buy your own souvenirs and you buy your own lunches as we're out during the day. We'll be in Caesarea. Oh, Caesarea, what a beautiful place. And what an interesting place as we look at the ruins there. And we see the places where the lions came after the Christians, where the gladiators were out there. So a lot of things to see there. Look at the Mediterranean Sea. If you've never seen the Mediterranean Sea, this would be an opportunity. And then we go on to the Galilee. And we actually take a boat ride on the Galilee. There's Cana of Galilee that we'll see. We'll stay in Tiberias. Remember, It was at the Sea of Tiberias where Jesus, in John chapter 21, called out to his disciples, "Have ye any meat?" And then they said, "It is the Lord, he'd resurrected." And they came in at that very sea. Well, our hotel is right there. In addition to that, we will also be at the mount where the multiplication of loaves took place. We'll be where the Sermon of the Mount. Oh, I tell you, there's just a lot of places that we go in and around that area. We'll go to Nazareth. We'll go to Capernaum. Capernaum is tremendous. And then from there, we'll go on to Bethshan. Do you remember Bethshan? That is where they hung the bodies of Saul and his sons on the walls there by Mount Gilboa. And, oh, the ruins there, that is something to just walk through there and see that and to have some time in the Word of God. And then we will go on to the Valley of Elah where David slew Goliath. We move on from there and go to the Dead Sea area. And there we'll be on top of Masada. And you can look for Masada and see the area. Now, you won't see the place because it's not there, but you can see about the area where Sodom and Gomorrah was. Okay, it's not there any longer. And when God does a work, he does a work. And then we'll go to En-Gedi while there along the Dead Sea area. En-Gedi's where David hid from Saul in the cave. And you remember the story of him cutting off the skirt of Saul, and he could have killed Saul there. Well, we'll be in that place. Little beautiful waterfalls, really in that nice pastoral scene for me. And then we go on to Qumran, and we will see the Dead Sea Scrolls there and where they were found. We'll be right there by the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is a very interesting place as well. Then we're on to Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem. There's a hall where Jesus was crowned with thorns, and he was beaten, and he was spat upon in that hall. It was a judgment hall. It was a judgment hall of Pilate. Now, a lot of places in Israel, you wonder, was this the place? Is that the place? And you're not real sure, but let me tell you something. When you are in that judgment hall, that is the hall in which Jesus was. We do know that. So when we read Isaiah 53, you'll know that somewhere within 50 feet of where you're sitting, your Savior was beaten with the Roman whip, by whose stripes we are healed. We'll go to Golgotha. We'll see the empty tomb, the Mount of Olives. We'll go to the Pool of Bethesda, and on down the line we could go of the things in Jerusalem. We'll also see the Valley of Armageddon. And so, my friend, there's so much in that time, and you'll enjoy your Bible so much more. Now, let me ask for our listeners who are listening to do me a special favor. Talk to your church, to your deacons about sending your pastor and his wife for this trip, November 6th through the 14th, if they can go. I will work it out where they'll have an opportunity to speak at one of the places. They can do some baptizing in the Jordan River. I usually baptize in Jordan River. Some people, each time they go back, they just want to be baptized in the Jordan where Jesus was baptized. So that's what we do. And if your pastor comes, he doesn't have anybody to baptize, I'll let him baptize me. But it's a good testimony to the Jews that are there that we belong to Jesus Christ. And then in addition to that, what I need you to listen to now is this. We would like to have, by April the 17th, a $300 deposit. And that kind of gives us an idea of how many people we have going and lets us know on our motel space and other things that we have to set up. The price is set at $27.93. But now we need people who will commit to go. So I hope that you'll do that. If you need information, go to our website at centralbaptistocala.org. And right there in the middle of the upper page, you'll see the trip to the Holy Land and to Israel there. And just click onto it. It has the prices. It has everything in there, the forms you need to fill out. You can even pay online if you prefer to do it that way. Or you can pay by cash, however you wish. We want to hear from you, and we want to hear from you soon. Now, don't put it off. Join me as we study the Bible in Beulah Land. Oh, wow. Okay, well, I tell you, I get excited just talking about Israel. I hope that you can come with us. I'd love to meet some of our listeners that have written us, and I've never got to meet you. This would be that opportunity, and what a great opportunity that would be for me. Now, if you have your Bibles, we're in Joel chapter 2. And so in Joel chapter 2, and we're going to be in verses 17 through 20. So I tell you what, since we're going to be there for the next couple of weeks, let me just read through those verses quickly, and then we will go back over the study here. Starting verse 17 of Joel chapter 2, that it says, "Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar. Let them spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land, and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn, and wine, and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. But I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, and his hinder part toward the utmost sea, and his stink shall come up, and his ill savor shall come up, because he hath done great things." Wow, that's pretty strong, is it not? In verse 16, we saw the people were in quite a situation here in this chapter because of the job the locusts had done. Oh, my goodness, they had just really destroyed the land. When it was time for harvest, the locusts come and they devour everything. And that was an agrarian society, an economy. And so these people, after the locust plague, in which they saw all that destruction, are also being told of coming destruction and tragedy that will affect them, their family, their country, and their way of life. So all are called to come and be sanctified.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
His truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.